Greetings, humans and earthlings, and any animals who might be listening in to the sound of my melodious voice, which they're so attracted to because they're intelligent. Welcome to the Roseanne Barr Podcast.
So you see.
Today we have a banger because we have Jim Brewer. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Roseanne?
I'm good. It's so good to meet you.
You look amazing.
You're so nice. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Here we are in Florida. I'm so happy to be able to talk to you. I always talk to you on the phone and try my jokes out on you. You are so funny. I don't even know how funny you are because you're just this face thing you go into. I just start cracking up.
Well, I think I was the born looking the way I do was definitely a help. I mean, I look stoned all the time. And then I was a cartoon guy. I think so. You know what? My influence was Richard Pryor.
Me too.
So Richard Pryor he'd say it and he'd act everything out. He was the street storyteller.
Yep.
And he didn't mind put whatever part of life into it, which I loved more about him. He's probably one of the only truthful comedians. I mean, there's a couple of them out there, but he was raw truth. And that's, to me, that's I guess that's where I kind of got it from.
Got mine from him too, because it's like, get inside the stereotype and punch out the walls from inside.
Yeah.
That's what I got from watching him.
Yeah.
But I love that you, we have so much in common with having really, I don't know how to say it gingerly, but really dumbass children. I mean, it's just so great to hear you gripe about your kids. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy someone else puts up with this.
Well, listen. So, the last couple of years, my stand-up went, even before it went in a certain direction, I hate being labeled. I can't say, oh, you're a right wing. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's just common sense. I'm saying what I'm seeing. So, I'm not emotionally attached to anything. But my kids are dead, you know. The last couple of years, some of the things you're saying, like what? I don't know, it's a little aggressive, a little offensive.
Like what?
Well, the gender's a real thing. There's a man and a woman. That's not true. So it's that and my words. So my oldest one goes to college, right?
Uh-huh.
And I knew that was going to be a disaster. I already knew it was going to be a disaster. And this is before I really knew what college was.
Uh-huh.
And she goes there, and I'll never forget, in my town that I lived in, Chester, New Jersey, there was a bunch of guys who have coffee every morning. It's a great, for years. And there's one transvestite.
I remember when there were transvestites.
A man that dresses like a woman.
Yeah.
Which, hey, that's a lot of work. I don't have a problem. That's a lot of work. That's Halloween every day. That's a lot of work putting into that. So as this person comes in, you know, it's some of it, we're quiet. We snicker. We show respect. And then the story was after, I think the guy's name is Bob, and he dresses like a woman. And he wears his heels and all. He comes in. He orders a muffin the first time I saw him. You're like, can I get a chocolate mouse? Whoa. So I'm telling my daughter this because then I saw him dress as a man dancing with a woman. I'm like, wow, it's really, I see, you know, it's really weird. I saw Bob at an event tonight and he's a transvestite. And he's not a transvestite. He's transgender. And you can't say transvestite. Like, yes, can't say transvestite. That's what it is. No, it's not. It's a transgender and gender. And then she tried to school me that, did you know the natives had transgender men? And then I immediately just stopped my bankroll. So that's it. The check is done. I don't know who's teaching you this, but I just took $30,000 and threw it out the window for you to come home uneducated telling me that Native Americans are transgenders. Well, my professor is part Native. Of course he is. Just yeah. like that jackass politician yeah, chick Warren. That was. Yeah, Elizabeth, just Warren. Like yeah. Elizabeth Warren. Sure, yeah. Okay. Sure. You know.
Pocahontas.
She did the rap. She did the swab once and like, oh, I'm 2% Native.
No, it wasn't came back close. She was none.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No
percent. I think Donald Trump had more Native American in him or something.
I think I have more Native American. Yeah.
I think we all do.
Yeah. I listen to Native flute music, so technically that makes me.
It gets in there. It gets in your DNA when you hear stuff.
Yeah. So a certain amount of milligrams of an edible and Native flute music, I am Native.
That's right, for that moment.
Yeah, but my kids definitely give me a hard time. And there's a little bit of an angry undertone.
Yeah.
That comes out once in a while.
Because they're like oppressor. You're like, oppressor? I pay your fucking bills, you bitch. You dirty little bitch. If I was there, if I was married to you, I'd grab her by the hair and swing her around 3 times. Of course, that kind of says what I've done to my kids. Well, they're all like that. I can't stand it either. I said something to her about the Jews, because we're Jews.
Right.
So I says, how come you're not this and that? And she's like, well, mother, I really don't care. It's hard for me to care about 1% of the world when 99% of the world is suffering. I go, you dirty bitch, you're out of the will. I am not leaving my money to any communists. I work too hard for communists to take
you know,
my fucking money.
She wouldn't give the money away, though. She's a communist, and then once she gets the trust fund, she's going to be so such a capitalist.
How old are we talking here?
She's 50. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, 50.
And still a communist.
Through menopause and everything. Still a leftist commie. Still doing it.
So
still Bernie, the Bernie bros. Oh, I can't do a damn thing.
Do they travel?
No.
Have they been to other countries and see what?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, I tried to take my children to give them cultural enrichment by taking them across Europe and stuff, but that one was what do you call it when you're coming off meth? She was coming off meth during that whole trip. I paid $1 million
withdrawals. That was a tough trip.
Oh, damn.
I almost killed her ass over there in what's that called? That Spanish island.
We were in
I almost left her and
Morocco.
Buried her ass over there in Mala Laga or whatever it's called. Dumb bitch.
There's the cultural enrichment we got as kids. Traveling the world so we could call it fucking Mar-a-Lago in Spain. No, it was
Mar-a-Laga?
Morocco you're talking about?
Morocco?
Yeah.
We were actually like near Madrid, I think. Doesn't matter. Anyway, yeah.
Wow, so that's it. Yeah. That's a whole different issue.
Yeah.
Is it?
Wow.
Consider yourself lucky. And she didn't go to college either. I wish I would have sent her to college. Maybe that would have sobered her ass
she'd
up.
Be
so
way
this.
Worse.
So she has kids too, and then you have the grandkids from her.
Yeah, and I have a granddaughter from her, and the little girl's like. Oh, we love Bernie. This was in 2020, whatever it was that they.
Yeah, and
ran.
How old was she when she said that?
Well, like she was only 6, and
yeah,
I
6.
Said,
we love Bernie.
But listen, what I said. I go, well, you better not love Bernie because I'll tell you what, he makes me pay so much money that I could be buying used toys with. Bernie takes my money and gives it away to other people. Trump wants me to save my money, and that's why I bought you this dollhouse and this here and this chalet, Barbie chalet, which I have to keep in my bedroom because her husband's a liberal libtard too, and he's like, we can't have plastic in this house. So I have a room there, and it's all full of Barbie chalets because they can't have plastic.
So,
but no, I said, Trump wants me to spend my money on you. Bernie does not want me to spend my money on you. So she goes to her mom. She goes, you have to like ketchup because her mom hates ketchup.
Yeah.
She goes, you have to like ketchup if I have to like Bernie.
So my youngest one came home the other day and she's like, I'm quitting my job. And she works at a country club. I go, what do you I'm tired of, like, I'm doing 10 times the work as this guy and that guy, and, like, we're all making the same money. And then at the end, I have to share all my tips. But I'm working 10 to, I'm like, oh, welcome to socialism, asshole.
Yeah, no shit.
How's that working? Oh, now it sucks. Now Bernie sucks. You work hard, but you make the same as the shithead that's sleeping all day. Wow, what a concept. Let's all share, right?
Ah. Isn't that great?
Tell you what, you go out and gather eggs, and you go to each house and gather all that, and when you come back, we all get to eat it. How fun is that? Isn't that great? You dumbass. You know, because you listen to professors, and that's another thing, the word professor.
Yeah.
When you realize the English language is nothing but voodoo, it's just...
No shit!
It's voodoo
no
bullshit.
Shit. Yes, yeah. It is. Nothing
you know,
but...
Government is a nice word for it. We steal and we enslave you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's all it is.
That is all it is.
It's a threat to our democracy, which means it's a threat to our power of controlling you.
That's right.
It's a threat to our democracy. I hate that
when
morons say, it's a threat to our democracy.
What do they mean by democracy, though?
They don't even know what it means.
They don't even know.
You dumbass.
Our democracy, which means that we have the right to keep you from voting for the guy you want to vote for. That's our democracy. And you're threatening that with your Trumpism.
If you... Oh. Years ago, growing up, if you said, oh, my God, this crazy country. Did you hear about this country? In Venezuela, what's going on? Well, the people love this guy, Antonio. And everyone loves Antonio. He's selling out arenas. I should save this for tonight. And he's selling over here
tonight.
And he's selling this. And then all of a sudden, Charlie won. But everyone hates Charlie. So what did the government do? They arrested Antonio, and they threw him in jail, and they're like, wow, that's a crazy third world country. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
We're in it.
Yeah.
And they all just, but that's the power of
the mafia.
Lunacy.
It's the mafia.
It is the mafia.
It's a whole bunch of mafias that joined up together. It's the gay mafia, the Jew mafia, the black mafia, all the socialists. Everything, the Catholic mafia, all of them, the socialist mafia, just trying to rip everybody off and put everybody who goes, wait a minute, in friggin' jail. It's the Nazis joined up with the fucking Stalinists, joined up with the fundamentalists, joined up with the freakazoid baby blood drinking Democrat donor pedophiles. And we're supposed to put up with this shit.
Roseanne,
what?
I just fell in love with you even more.
He's the best, isn't he?
We're not allowed to hang out late at night with discussion. You know how many times growing up, this is another difficult thing I have with my kids, is they don't believe anything. You know, I'll sit there and I'll watch a movie and they're like, Dad, you want to watch this movie? I went, no, because that jackass is in the club.
Yeah.
What club?
Me too, yeah.
I go, oh, come on. You don't, oh, Dad, you really believe that people get ranked in your rear end to become famous? No, I never heard of that.
P. Diddy had nothing to say on that. No, nothing.
By the way, I won't say who told me, but one of my first introductions, and just back to the mafia, I would try to explain. I go, listen, you have to join a mafia. You have to either join the Jew mafia, Jewish mafia. I don't know if Jew is offensive.
We don't give a shit at this
point. I don't give a shit either. Jewish, Italian,
Irish,
gay. You have to join a mafia, or you're not. So let me explain this to you.
Secret societies are what runs everything.
Of course, if you're a construction worker,
yeah, the union,
and you start getting bigger and bigger, eventually, the big gorilla comes and goes.
Yeah, no shit.
If you really want to get bigger. Or whatever mafia they are.
It'd be terrible if you had some kind of accent on it.
It'd be horrible if you knew shit burnt down. They threatened my mom's father.
Really?
They said they came to the door because he was a contractor in the late 20s, early 30s to throw acid in his eyes.
Jeez.
Yeah. Jesus. And then eventually died young. But that, oh my God, that. And
they're just fucking crooks. They're
yes,
just
but
crooks.
That's what's been running everything forever. I remember being on a film, and it was a very obscure film. And when I was sitting there filming it, and I'm looking at Hell's Angels, I'm like, why is there all Hell's Angels here. Like, oh, well, they're just, you know, it's kind of security. Security?
Sir.
That's the best security.
Well, yeah.
Well, technically, yes. But the guy explained to me, he's like, hey, we're at a port. Every port is run by gangs.
Right.
I was like, what? Yeah. And then I realized the movie, so many movies and so much of Hollywood and so much are just fronts.
Yeah.
For a whole different shipping and handling and of business that no
transportation.
One
transportation.
Everything.
Cement, yeah. Transportation.
Exactly.
And, trafficking. And
people can't wandering. Wrap their head mm-hmm. around yeah. that because they're in love with it. They're in love with it.
They're in love with the movies.
Yeah.
They're in love with... Ah! There's no business like show business.
Wait, I'll do Ethel Merman. There's no business like show business like no business I know.
Pretty good.
I used to want to be her.
What was her name?
Ethel Merman.
Know what she made me... Was she... In Mad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That she was so. That's one of my all time favorite movies.
Yeah, I like that.
Ever. Jonathan Winters, that whole crew.
Jonathan Winters. What did you get out of him? Let's go.
I got to meet him once.
Oh, I got to meet him too.
So I was in the Montreal Comedy Festival. And mm-hmm.
That was a good festival.
That was a great festival. It was a good. Yeah, that was a great festival. I called it the comic slave trading.
Yeah, I did.
So I was like, this guy's worth $100 million. Who is it, man? Disney, 100 million. Touchstone for $250 million. NBC for another $3.5 million. Development deal, man. Sold to Castle Rock. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, right. Yeah. Here comes a black guy. No one knows he's going to be a huge star. Him, oh, I got $2 million. $3 million. Sold. Seven picture deal in 7 seasons. Hold him. He can't work. here's Jim Brewer. He's worth $50,000. What the fuck just happened? The guy got 30. There was one hotel where we'd all be in. I forget whatever it was. Right, it was in that hotel, and I'd go there, and I would get starstruck by the older guys. Shit, I think Brenner was in there.
Oh, David.
Yeah, I think it was David Brenner and Jonathan Winters.
Oh, what a night.
And there was someone else and they were having breakfast.
Wow.
And I stood there, you know, I'm staring at them like, you know, like there's a polar bear. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to pretend I'm hanging out outside. And so it's me, I think Chappelle, and maybe two other guys. And we waited patiently, and then when he started coming out, I went out like a little kid, like, Mr. Winters, I just got it. And he, I'll never forget, he's like, where are you from, kid? I went, New York, and he went off.
Did all the bits, yeah.
On a 15-minute tangent.
Oh, how awesome.
And he started, a crowd started, he's like, I don't know, you know when you're on the train, you got the Latinos, hey, man, you did fucking let him know. And he was a Jewish guy, he would do Every single ethnic group,
yep.
What they're saying on the train. I just sat there like this. And when it was over, he goes, nice to meet you, kid. And there was a crowd around him. And I went, wow, that was one of my all-time favorite moments ever. Seeing like a comedy legend and god,
genius.
In my opinion. Yeah.
Remember he had that show and they just put him in a room with props and he'd like go and become a character.
I remember as a little kid watching that.
Yeah.
And
Robin Williams. I met him with Robin.
Oh, wow.
And the both of them was there, you know.
That's exhausting.
It was exhausting, but it was like, wow, it's father, son. And they thought of each other like that, you know, father and son. Comedic.
Yes.
Father and son. But, astounding.
You see that Robin, I didn't realize Robin influence was him until I met him. Like, oh, wow. That's, yeah, because Jonathan would be like, you can do that. I'm like, oh, wow, it's Mork. It's Mork.
Yeah.
Like, it was,
yeah.
So you could see those two. Yeah, brilliant stuff.
I had that in my act where I go, I am now going to do a tribute to my favorite comics by doing their material. Some people would say this is stealing, but my lawyer assures me it is. I can call it a tribute.
That's actually, you know, I always, years ago, we did a...
But then I would do their material.
And they do, well, well, I thought of the, I just started talking about this too. I always wanted to do this with comics. And we did it. We did it on a radio show, and then I wanted to do it more and more. How rock bands do comedy, how they do covers.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I think should happen.
Comedy.
Because their jokes are just, they're just, nobody knows them. The greatest jokes ever. Yes. We should be saying, here's a tribute. Right?
Exactly. And what we did, oh my God, you would have loved this. So what we did is we would put it at Caroline's and we'd have a panel. We're like, all right, who
oh,
are you?
I love this.
And we're just friends. Like if me and you were hanging out with Drake, we're like, okay, so who are you doing? We're doing, one guy did Woody Allen. I never knew the moose bit.
Oh my God, you didn't know the moose bit?
I didn't know the moose bit. Oh, it was this guy, God. Ben Bailey. And he went up, he did the, he murdered. Murdered doing this bit, and then it would turn into, you know, at the time I think Bush was the president. The guy went up and did George Bush, and he did 10 minutes of Stephen Wright jokes as George Bush. It just,
oh my God, that's brilliant.
Murdered. And, wow. And I keep going like, why aren't we doing this now? Like, why don't we have fun putting something like that together? And you can get actors in there, whatever. Anyway, I always think, and that was a friend of mine, Pete Corielli, and we're like, yeah. And I just reached out to him again, like, we should, why not do that again?
I would love to have a blast doing that. The one time I saw at New York, what I can't remember what the club name, Catch a Rising Star.
Yeah,
and there was Gilbert Gottfried, and everybody was way late at night, so everybody was shit faced and stoned, and so Gilbert was always so scary funny. And he goes up and he's doing, he starts doing Roy Cohn. Did you ever see him do Roy Cohn?
No.
The crooked friggin' gay guy that helped the McCarthy thing happen.
No.
By implicating gays when he himself yeah. was secretly gay and right. communist the whole term. Of course, now he looks like a hero that he was. Saw the commie threat way before we did.
Exactly.
But Gilbert would do Roy Cohn jokes, and he would become Roy Cohn, and it was so offensively hilarious. There's nothing I've ever seen in my life that compared to that.
So the 40-year SNL reunion, I sat next to Gilbert, right?
Oh.
So me and Gilbert...
I should have gone to that. I didn't get the invite till it was over. I got that fucking invite because I never read my mail. And I found the invite after the son of a bitch was over, and I would have really liked going to that.
Well, it was
anyway.
It was an amazing event and all that, but it was funny when we first got there. You're like, your wife's not like it's only you. Your wife's not invited. So I have my wife there, and she's like, but she can wait for the party like 4 hours from now. And I went, oh. Okay, we went in through another door, and they had tape on all the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just
tore the tape off.
I took the fucking tape off, and I'm like, "You sit there and just be cool." I think it was Father Guiducci. I think he was supposed to sit there, and he came over. He's like, "I don't know, I think you're over there." But Gilbert's sitting next to me, and we're in the back. We're cast members. I didn't even know Gilbert was a cast member.
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
I had no clue. Yeah. He was on there probably for a blip.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people that were not cast members that were towards the front, which I get. You want to show television. But Gilbert's...
Yeah, the people, the producers are fucking.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
But the best part was Gilbert, as each guy comes in, he'd go, Al Sharpton is in the third row and we're in the last. Al Sharpton. Then he gets like. It was one after the other. I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. And I forgot the show. And it was like a gay guy and they live with a chick and whatever. And he'd go. the gay guy from the NBC show that no one knows his name is in the second row, and me and Brewer are in the back.
Dude, he went on everyone that came in the room. He's like,
that's the B actor from the movie that nobody saw. And we're in the back row. Chevy Chase is nowhere to be found. But Al Sharpton is in this. Al Roker is now sitting in the front next to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did you see what he did? You know, Lorne. Talk about Lorne.
Yeah.
Oh, we love Lorne, don't we? We love him.
I never had an issue with Lorne.
Okay, good. I'm glad, because Lorne's Lorne. He's a generation or two.
Yes.
Idol, but he does weird shit. Like the other night. Now they're all talking. He had a Palestine comic host.
What?
He had a Palestinian
on SNL
last week, I guess. Yeah.
And go Free Palestine
in New York,
and the Jewish audience, because it's Lorne Michaels, they'll go like this: Free Palestine. Yes, kill all the Jews. Let's kill all the Jews. Thanks, Lorne. Thanks for bringing it up, Lorne. It was true. It's like, okay, America is gone. They've killed America. It was so shocking. I don't even fucking know. It's just so shocking.
Wait a minute. I'm so tapped out. I don't watch any TV. I don't watch movies unless I'm on a long flight.
Yeah.
The last I was blown away was Shane Gillis hosting, which I thought was hilarious since they kicked him off before he was on. And by the way, Shane had the funniest sketch going on. One of my friends was like, you ever see this guy? And it was fired. He had the funniest sketch of being a fireman. And he was a secret lover of Trump, and the more wasted he got.
Oh, he did it on YouTube, I think, later.
Yes.
I did see it, yeah.
Dude, I was like, this guy's brilliant.
Yeah.
This guy's brilliant.
That's why they went after
that
him.
I was taken back. I'm like, they're bringing Shane on?
Yeah.
The guy they kicked off because he wasn't politically correct?
Yeah.
So it's, and then last week they had a Palestinian comedian.
Yeah.
Is he popular or just because he's from Palestine?
No, it's just,
it's an agenda.
And he hosted?
Yeah.
I don't.
And going like.
See, this is when I'm like.
Was he hosting?
I only heard about this from you. I don't watch TV either. I don't know.
But anyways, he goes.
Who knows?
I just want to take this opportunity to say, this is enough of this. Creep. He didn't cry, but it was on the verge. We must, here at NBC, we must free Palestine.
They got the orders.
And the audience is like, we're all Jews, but you know what? We've got to free Palestine from our own family. And he's right. We deserve to die. Let's kill our own family because we're Jews and we cannot live because we're bothering people.
Never stopped us before. I'll tell you that.
We cannot be allowed to bother people. It just makes me sick.
Are they cutting to Lorne during this?
No, we didn't watch it. We just saw the clip,
yeah. And I was shocked because I'm like, look what they're doing to American kids. And they're doing it on campus.
Yeah.
Going,
oh,
like, you know, hey.
Do you think, I totally think we're at war.
We are. We're in a big old war.
But they're not killing us with the guns and all that.
No.
They're just hitting us at every angle, so
subversive,
dumb as a rock. Just dumb going, rock. Yeah, you know, this train came off the rails again. Whoops!
Yeah.
Weird. That's like the fifth in the last 6 months. Yeah, the rivers got poisoned. Isn't that weird? It's fucking weird. Holy shit! They just destroyed all these eggs, and they got some fucking disease.
TWC. one of our favorite sponsors, because
yes, definitely,
they do damn good work. They're getting medicine to people that need medicine. That's what we want to be a part of.
Isn't it great? Americans are waking up now, and everybody understands now more than ever that we've got to have, you're doing good if you've got these life-saving medications on hand, you know, because they aren't just remedies. They're lifelines for the next time, mental lifelines. You know it, you're going to have it, right? Because there's going to be a next time.
Yeah, and Contagion X, right? That's the one that's coming?
That's what they're saying. And the wellness company's Contagion Emergency Kit has got you covered. The only one of its kind, this prescription emergency kit provides you with a carefully selected assortment of effective medications for COVID-19 and other respiratory illnesses.
Yeah, it's not just COVID. A lot of people think we're pushing just this COVID thing. It's just a medical kit for all sorts of shit.
Let's get that out there. Kinds of respiratory illnesses are like, that's the bad one. Here's what you get. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine.
Nice.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Let's see if you can get this last one. Buddhist and temperature.
And that's HCQ Z-Pack, and you get Buddha Sunade.
You've been practicing.
Buddha Sunade. And you get a nebulizer along with it, so you can rest easy knowing you've got emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook to know how to use them correctly. And it's backed by research and endorsed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough.
We love him.
And we also love Dr. Harvey Riesch.
Yep. Doctors that actually practice medicine.
Yeah, and they actually cared about human life.
Yeah, they want to save their patients. They're crazy.
The wellness company's Contagion Emergency Kit is a must-have. Avoid the chaos, wait times, and price of a hospital, and have exactly what you need for as low as the cost of a single doctor visit. Go to twc.health/RB. And grab your Contagion Emergency Kit. Do it right now. That's twc.health/RB. And if you use the code RB, you will save $30 at checkout.
When you were in Hawaii, you know, me and Hannah were forced to fend for ourselves with food.
How'd that go for you?
It was tough because, you know, Hannah's like fucking 8 months pregnant. It's just tough to get her to do anything. She just sits there and just... like a roly-poly and burps all day. And
poor thing.
I know, and I'm not going to cook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's her job, right? So, you know, we've been doing these ads for Home Chef, and we did a meal prep a while ago. And I was like, you know what? I called him up, and I was like, hey, you owe us a couple meals. We want to do more ads. And I said, of course. We love you. So I actually took care of a couple meals for Hannah, and it's pretty easy.
You made it yourself?
Yeah, it's like it's...
with what they brought. They bring you all the stuff.
You open this box... and it's all the ingredients. They're good ingredients. It's not like canned shit. It's like actual real food.
Yeah.
And then it's like this big, like you'd have to be an idiot not to be able to do it. And it shows you in big pictures. Even me, I was like, oh, I just put this much in. I didn't have to measure. It's all pre-measured. Mm-hmm. I put it in. It's like shake the skillet, this, but. And I cooked really nice meals. In fact, I really want you to try that. What is it? The blackened...
blackened salmon.
I told you about it. That was amazing.
Yeah.
No, you it was like restaurant quality. That was really great. Anyway.
So whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-proportioned ingredients and easy instructions, like if you have a son like Jake,
that's one,
or speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, which I love that. Oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients. That's really cool because the chopping is what's
that's the
tedious.
Best part. That is the best part. You don't have to do any of that shit.
That's so great. Or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, which is great.
I can do that.
Home Chef has you and the entire family covered for delicious meals without all the hassle and chopping and cutting yourself.
I don't want to do that.
Screaming, getting the Band-Aid. You'll skip all of that. It's good. Especially if you're old and you can't see that clearly anymore. This is for you. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals.
Wow.
Plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life. At homechef.com/Roseanne. That's homechef.com/Roseanne for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. That's a heck of a deal. homechef.com/Roseanne. You must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. So don't go over there thinking you're just going to get your free dessert if you're not an active subscriber, all you fat people.
Which is mostly our audience.
And by the way, they called me and they said they're not going to offer you free dessert for life because that was based off a normal person's dessert intake. Mm-hmm. And after a month with you, they said, we can't. We'll go
They'll
out of business.
They'll go broke.
You can't do 7 desserts a meal.
Crazy! And they made farming illegal.
Holy shit,
in the Midwest.
A ship.
And now a ship's taking out bridges because they...
The power! The power went out! Like, are there people? All I imagine is donkey
ears. They couldn't count the boats because the sewer backed up over there and the... What happened where they couldn't count the boats? The toilet's backed up in Georgia.
Yeah,
they couldn't count the boats.
We can't count the boats because there was the... There was water started coming out of the main, and it was dangerous, so we couldn't do the boats.
Oh, that's my new favorite.
Wait a minute. Well, wait a minute. I love this one. Well, the ship lost power, and then the black box just went blank, but nothing to see here. How fucking stupid is society?
How about that they're watching them bring in non-American, because Tucker just said this and I was so happy.
Oh, this is the greatest
they're
too.
They're watching them bring in non-Americans to vote for the leaders of America. How crazy, crooked, evil is that?
It's
people who hate America.
Yeah.
It's a full blood. Now, I heard some heavy shit too, and I don't know if it's true.
What?
I don't know if it's true. I got to turn you on this guy. Oh. I don't know who the guy is. I'm terrible with names, but yeah. I saw he gives these lectures, and it was from a couple of years ago, and I wish I knew his name. But he was explaining our birth certificates.
Oh, I know who you mean. David, David S. David, I know
he's also
talking
about like JFK Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to make sure it's true and let everyone check it out. I believe he said the UN, and the United States does not know this, the UN owns, I want to say, most of our border.
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but I wouldn't
surprise heard that in my life either. But also a lot of Americans don't know Washington, D.C. is not America.
Right.
That's right.
So
it's a foreign power.
It's a foreign power.
Right.
So he's said, and I don't want to put it out there.
Oh,
but
we put everything out on this.
That's
podcast.
The thing.
Care.
I was like, what? How do we not know this? How do we not know that the UN? So then, you know, then you go into the theories. I hate the word conspiracy theory because that was created to make
by
you stop
CIA.
Thinking.
Right.
Make
when
you stop
anything
thinking.
Got too close to real, they said that.
Correct. And there's certain talk show people out there that really drive me fucking nuts
because
you get too close and he's like, no matter, this is their game always. Well, it ain't like Trump. who's a liar and he's a liar and he should be in jail.
What has that got to do with the
well, at least it wasn't Trump. Tell you that guy's dead. How is he not getting humped from behind in a prison?
That's it exactly for everything.
That's their go-to at everything. Yeah. They don't have a go-to. That's their go-to for everything. So let me ask you about the situation with kicking schools, children out, and you're putting migrants, and now they're allowed to have guns and become police officers. Well, I'll tell you what. All I know is that Trump's a liar. And he's a Nazi. He hates Jews and blacks. And he's a murderer.
What the fuck just happened? What does that got to do with
It's
that's their go-to. And it works. It works on less and less people all the time.
I think
But that's
that...
their base. Their base is that mafia.
I think it's ending quickly.
I think
what you said, like the SNL, I think that's starting to I feel like you have to work out, you have to wake up certain societies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And certain societies and ethnic groups
always
were sticking the same group. We vote this way.
Yeah, always.
We don't care if the Antichrist comes in and urinates on a blind girl in public. He's a Democrat, and that's what we vote for.
Right.
Or he's a Republican. That's what we do. But this is the first time I've seen each group going, hey.
We might actually have to do some investigation as per what they stand for instead of what they look like.
I learned something a long time ago, which really blew my first real introduction to show business, which was the greatest. It really was. It was the greatest. It was a all black show, and it was filmed in Harlem. It was called the Uptown Comedy Club. And it was two guys.
I remember that.
But I thought this is the way Hollywood was. These two guys, it was Kevin Brown and Andre Brown, they would sit us all down and they would talk like morals, spiritual, looking after each other. And I thought that was like, I fucking love show business. And I won't say which one, but I remember first hearing from a couple people there. Hey, we went to Hollywood and did you know so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so? They were chicken hawking. I said, they all laughed and I didn't know what chicken hawking was.
What is that?
That is when, and they dress them up like girls. Right, so it's transvestites.
Hoochie boys.
Correct. Right. And the three big names, they're big names. And one is still out there, and he owns, because he's worth $1 billion, he owns teams and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't realize 2 years, I'm like, oh, shit. And then another guy started telling me about Puff Daddy and J-Lo. He's like, you know, J-Lo's gay, and this one's gay, and he's like the gay mafia, and this is all just a thing, and then you got to go to, and I was like, you guys, what are you talking about? And they're like, this is the way you get it, shit, and you got to do this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And that was my first introduction. I didn't believe any of it because it's too shocking. It's too shocking because we grew up with the persona of, and it's not just show business.
It's everything.
It's everything.
I knew it because I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. So it wasn't no surprise to me because all I seen was gay couples married to the opposite sex.
And children.
That's all Utah is. It's like the husband is an interior decorator and the wife weighs 400 pounds and runs the house. Every family. Right. And I just knew. Yeah. It's like, they marry up to raise children and have a family. But they all go someplace with their friends. That's how it is. And so I always saw the world that way. Plus I have two gay siblings, so I really knew it was true.
Right.
Because my sister was going out with Mormon housewives and my brother was going out with their husbands. So I knew it. Everything is just, you know, it's all false.
It's a facade.
Yeah.
Everything's a show.
Everything's just false.
So then
because they don't feel safe to be who they are. And then once you do them a favor and let them be who they are, and I'm not just talking about gays, I'm talking about anybody who has a secret or living a double life, that's the last thing you want. It's to let them be their true self. I'm telling the truth.
No, you're right. It's just, it's like...
The chains are off.
Then they go batshit crazy. Yeah.
Because they don't know how to handle acceptance and love. They've grown up knowing, I gotta hide, I gotta fake. And then it's, you know... That's a horrible way to come up, and I know because I came up like that too. And then all of a sudden, they love you. You go nuts. That's what happened to me. I'm like, what? I got all these millions of people watching my show, and everywhere I go, they love me. I'm like, how in the fuck am I supposed to do this when I hate myself? And I just became funny because I hate myself because my whole family hates me. Now everybody loves me. What the fuck? I guess I better go shopping. So I had, first time I got paid, I went out and bought 16 dining room sets. Mm-hmm. Just going nuts.
Yeah. Just going, batshit crazy. I mean, that is that's what happens. Yeah. Especially when you're young. How old were you when that show?
30.
I saw you on.
I was 34.
So when was the Dangerfield special the major launch?
Well, it all happened at once. It was the Dangerfield thing, the George Slaughter special about funny women stand-ups.
Yes.
But the Tonight Show is the big one. On the Tonight Show, because I was the first woman in 8 years. And so the Tonight Show led to the Dangerfield thing, led to the George Slaughter thing, and they all happened within 2 months.
Wow.
It was like bing, bing, bing. And then when I was on the Tonight Show the first night, Julio Iglesias was on there, and he asked me to open for his 18-city tour. My first Tonight Show.
Wow.
And I was like, 18 weeks? That means my husband can quit his job and we can move to, you know, move my kids out and get a house in Hollywood. And
so it happened extremely fast.
Yeah, and I wasn't prepared for none of it.
No one is.
No.
No one
nobody is.
Nobody is. And people don't understand that either. And it doesn't even have to be show, but I try to explain to people, you know what it's like growing up and you go, oh my God, I love this musician. And this is my favorite actor in the world. And then in a snap of a finger, your favorite musician is like, hey, you want to hang out?
What? I know.
Hey, you're allowed in this club. What?
Yeah.
I'm still driving a Honda Insight. What's going on here? Or whatever. People don't understand the power of vanity. Vanity's a monster. And
but did you ever really trust it? I never trusted because I was like, I knew, because I did talk to other people that were famous, more famous than me about it. It's like, I say, well, did you trust it when they bring in? And most of them, real famous too, would say, no, I never trusted it. I never thought I belonged there. Always knew I was an imposter that didn't really belong there. Even like these really, really big time folk,
yeah,
Academy Award winners and shit, they still feel that. And that's how I felt. I always felt they was going to turn on me any minute. And of course they did.
Yeah, then they did.
And it was true.
Big time, yeah.
But I never felt I belonged. But then you'd see these people that are half whacked and have not a lot of talent. They feel happier than a motherfucker. They belong. They don't have no self-doubt. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
I love you.
Yes. And that, and again, that's sort of, I think that's part of like anyone who doesn't work. They just show up at the construction site and like, you're the foreman. Of course I'm the foreman. They don't know, but they're being set up.
True.
They're being set up for the great fall. They don't know they're just being, you know, the vultures are on them just so. How many more we got in the stockpile? Great, I'm done with this one. What happened to me?
Fucking true.
I know. I've seen it a billion times. And the only thing I can thank God for is the way I grew up. I grew up extremely blue collar, one for all for one.
Yeah, that's the majority of it, ain't it?
Correct. Everyone looked after each other, and we didn't care. The Jew was there. Yeah. The Guinea was there. Yeah. Not the Indian, the fucking Indians were there. there was the fucking Colombians were over there. But we all, shit was going down, we all looked after each other. We all looked after each other.
Well, we all went to the cookouts and were nice.
Correct.
Then you went back home, that fucking
idiot. This fucking Jew, fucking, of course you didn't bring that because it's cheap. You're a fucking Jew. And you don't do shit. And the fucking Indian, Jesus Christ, wash your feet once in a while, for Christ's sake. I was like, what? Do they know that smell is disgusting? And fucking, and Latinos, they play, are they ever unhappy with their fucking music? Jesus Christ, fucking, was there 40 of them in there? Oh, it was... Yeah, my street was hilarious.
Mine was too. It's a real inner city. We had a lot of black people too, which always was fun. And my mother, my mom used to get mad at me because we would do each other's makeup, me and the black girls. She goes, that makeup is way too dark for your face.
You were doing blackface. You didn't even know it.
See, now I grew up in extremely high racial tension. Like at the end of the street was all black. Mm-hmm. And we were all white. And I didn't really lose my views. And you know, that's the way you're taught. Like any black guy, like, oh, hide your shit. He's going to rape and kill you. Get it? Everybody, he's walking down the street. Jesus Christ, he wants trouble. He's got a gun. He's black. You see them on the news, don't you? Here's another black guy. Fucking monsters. So if you saw one, you're like, oh, shit. And then not until, and then this is what blows my mind, to go from that to now I'm in Harlem every day, and my whole life, my everything, my whole perspective of everything changed. And that was also something I learned when I went back to my town that I grew up in. Because, you know, my peacock feathers are like, right. I don't know if you know, but I'm on television now. And I make a lot of money, but I am on television now. And I went into a local pub with my peacock feathers. And I'm like, can you turn on the channel that I'm on right now? You still doing sanitation? Of course you are. right? And so, and there was a guy from the high school that I always looked up to, and he was like, what's it like working for them? It was the beginning of my growth in life. I'm like, oh my God, so much is just taught. And I'd be like, no, you don't understand. That guy there, he's one of my best friends. And he looked at me, he goes, oh, you gotta say that, huh? And I realized at that moment, it wasn't a race thing, it was just a society thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's taught a certain thing.
It's tribalism. Yeah, it's natural.
Man. Well, they want us in our little pens. They want us to stay in our little pens. I call it human veal. They want us in our little pens so they can slaughter us when it's time, you know, and we'll go against each other and they don't have to do nothing.
Which?
It's just awful, but it's just like divide and conquer. It's the oldest thing in the world.
It's the oldest thing in the world. And then I got into, I remember we were touring years ago around the bus and we'd always watch Bob Marley. And it was a lot of pot involved too, but we'd watch Bob Marley and he would say shit now that I think about. And I remember him saying things like, all governments are illegal.
Yeah.
Because learn the word government, what it means. Why so long people take care of each other, villages, we look after each other, one for all. Why you need government? For what? So they could send your child to go kill somebody?
That is exactly it.
And I was like, oh, they're going to kill. No wonder they fucking killed that guy. Yeah. Like, dude, we've got a threat. We got a glitch. This some bitch is starting to get to the white people and we got an issue.
That's right.
Peace and love. Talking about, I got it. Didn't work. Jesus Christ, give him cancer or something.
The guy that gave him cancer confessed on his deathbed that he did it.
No kidding.
He said he put the shot in the shoe and said, here's some custom boots.
Of course.
We had made for you, and he tried it on and he felt a prick in his toe, and it was the cancer stuff. Yeah, the shot.
Who was it? What was it like? Did you get the Nokinosin at all?
Yeah.
See, I would learn. Is it him? Where he's like, I have a dream. I have a fucking head wound.
Yeah.
All we are saying is get shut the fucking. He's another one. Like, he was a big influence too.
Yeah. On generations.
Yes.
So great.
Yeah. I thought he.
He burnt bright and blew out fast.
Yes, he's another one. So when you blow up like that, and I think he was, I don't know him, how you did or
tortured.
Yeah. So to go from, again, like you said, and all of a sudden you're in the, everyone thinks you're the greatest thing in the world.
Now what are you going to do for jokes?
People
like you.
People like you.
You're not going to come up. Who are you going to fight? You're a millionaire.
Right.
Who are you going to fight now? You're not going to fight them people. You're not even in that thing anymore. It takes a lot of shit to find your funny again. And I felt like he was like, I'm out of funny. See ya.
Probably. It was probably like I said everything I had to say or did everything I had to do. And then you hit that mark and boom, blow up. I saw him in Tampa and it was like going to a Metallica concert. Mm-hmm. I've never seen such madness. But his opener at that time was a monster. It was Carl LeBeau.
Carl just died.
I know. That was a tragic story.
Right.
I don't know if you know the details.
I do. It's so horrific.
Yeah, it's a bad story. Huh? We don't have to go there. It's a bad story.
No, we don't have to.
Nah,
it's a bad story.
Well, now I want to know, but you can tell me off.
We'll talk off air.
Well, I saw they was doing weird shit over there.
Correct.
Comedy Store. They was doing some weird shit.
There was some weird shit going on there. Shit.
Weird shit. But I did see. Did you hang out at the Comedy Store at all?
Never.
Oh.
The only time, because I was a New York guy.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
And L.A. freaked me out. L.A. weirded me out. I didn't know how to explain it. Every time I go out there, it was just a weird...
It's in the air. I can't stand it.
You ever go to Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
When I go to Arizona, like I get a weird, incredible, good feeling. Like a peaceful feeling.
Yeah, I get that in Texas.
When I go to L.A., I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for people just like, hi, I'm waiting for a lizard to...
Body snatchers. Yeah.
You saw that, right? You saw the tongue come out? No, I didn't see nothing. So it was a little too weird for me. I had some shows being developed and then I spent time out there. And me and Chappelle at that time were very close and me and him would talk shit for hours. And I thought he was way, way too far into it, but what he was saying was right on target too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he left for a while, didn't he?
He's deep.
Yeah.
At least that's what I was.
Well,
that's true, but
I know shit about
it. I know a contract dispute happened.
I'm gonna beat the shit
out of
him.
I could say,
if I ever run into him, I will give him a very slight, quick slap right upside the head.
What's that?
It won't hurt.
Was it?
But it just needs a little reconfiguring there.
My mother's a very proud Jewish woman.
He said some things that he don't understand why he's saying, but he just needs some reconfiguration. You know, where their eyeballs go like this, then they're reconfigured. I do that a lot to help people, especially black people nowadays, because they're really lying to them. They're really lying to them, and it really upsets me.
You didn't like that he said, the Jews.
I don't like that he said the Jews. That pissed me off about Chappelle. Yeah.
I didn't hear
it. You can't say
tell me.
Because I can't say, you know, the blacks.
That's
true. You just don't go, the Italians. I'll tell you what, you say.
And lump them all together.
Yeah, yeah, there's more than one kind.
Correct.
You don't go, the Jews. Now it's just bigotry.
Yeah.
You got to go, there's bad and good and everything.
There is bad and good in everything. In everything and everything.
All of them are one way.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
For fuck's sake, I'll slap him.
I think that's
why I haven't spoke to him.
Just like this. Okay?
You guys don't.
You can do a little harder.
I probably
could. I think you got a little harder there. But I think.
What happened between you two? Did you fall out? Or did you just go different ways?
No. We I think different ways, but I'll put something out there that I don't know if we were filming a movie, and he also had a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
From HBO and or not HBO, Comedy Central
Comedy
and all
Central,
this shit, right?
The worst bunch of people on earth.
Horrid. Mm-hmm. He then, while he was on the show, when it was blowing up, and we remember the Aspen Comedy Festival?
That was fun. I did that too.
He came there and he was freaked out.
Yeah.
I said, what's going on? And all I could say is he was visited.
Yeah. That's what shit. I think too.
And when he told me who visits him, my heart stops for a second.
Shit.
I'm like, get the fuck. And I'll never forget, he went, you believe me, right? You believe me, Jim, right? And I could, he's like, they came to me. Hmm. And he said the names. I'm like, get the fuck. And what happened? And then all of a sudden, he went to Africa.
Yeah, that's what I remember happening. But they never really said what happened. Were you threatened? I mean, I don't know how much you want.
I don't have. That's none of my business. Okay. But I know for a fact.
He was corrected.
He said, correct.
Yeah.
He was, hey, by whoever it was. Mm-hmm. Hey, we need to have a conversation. Would you like some of your own coffee in your house?
What?
Yeah, like that heavy shit. And that's the first time, you know, I would, it's, yeah. And so when I saw him come back, it was a lot less communication. And maybe he just, you know, maybe he just grows, whatever. But I can honestly say, and maybe I'm crazy for, and I am crazy for saying this. Mm-hmm. When I saw him completely come back, I really questioned if that was him.
Yeah, I know, right? I think that's
And I know that's really crazy.
I think those same things, yeah.
I know that's crazy.
Well, it's no crazier than that. The trains are going off the rails.
I tell you what, these fucking boats are running into bridges. Son of a bitch, the goddamn fucking electricity went out. And, you know, let me get the, you know what? The black box don't work. Son of a bitch, it's been working for years and years. And all of a sudden, this fucker went out of business. So we don't know what happened. All we know is the fucking ship. Yeah. Whoopsie daisy. Okay, aliens in the mall. Can we go to aliens? Okay, let's go to aliens in Miami walking around the mall. Come on, Roger. Can we get another bombing somewhere?
Yeah, no
terrorist
shit.
Terrorist threat over here.
No shit. No shit. But do you think that they clone? I mean, I won't be surprised if they clone.
I hear
they
the cloning. Clone
or a chip. It could be him, but
yeah,
controlled.
They could have chipped some. I mean, maybe they take somebody away because you see that boot on him. You see him with that boot.
Dave had the boot?
No, I never seen Dave.
Yes,
with
I've
the
seen
boot.
The boots.
The boot. They
How
got the
so
boot
many people...
on one. I don't know. But then they come back and they're like better. They're nicer or more easygoing. Which reminds me, when I was in the nut house, this is way too long of a story. I got to think.
I love this. I know.
No, any story
house.
That starts with
oh,
when I was
I
in
was
the
in
house
so many nut house. But my first, my premier nut house experience.
Okay.
I was 16. And yeah.
16?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's I got hit by a car and it went in my head and I got a tragic head
traumatic
injury.
Brain injury.
Yeah. And
that's why you were liberal.
Brain concussion, blah, blah. Well, when I woke up, I was angry. No, I wasn't angry. I was not my regular self. So it's just a long story. So I wasn't how they thought I should be. So anyway, they go, she's mental. My parents, she's mental.
Wow.
But so I went in there and we had this girl in there and her name was Debbie. And I don't know what was wrong with her, some kind of something. But she'd walk really slow. Like it'd take her an hour to walk from here to that wall. She'd go like this.
Oh, shit.
Walk really slow. And that lasted about half a year. And then, because I was in there for a year. And then they took her away. She started screaming one day. She starts screaming and then start walking really fast back and forth, like 20 times faster than she'd ever been moving. So they took her away to the factory wherever they reconfigure you and brought her back and she's walking slow again.
Oh.
And that was in the 60s.
And you're a kid.
Yeah, so I saw.
That's an age that's really vulnerable and
oh, they was giving the electric shocks to other kids and
like
taking their
the
brains
nuts.
Out. Yeah, taking their fucking brain out and all shit like
that.
That
era. It's that era of Cuckoo's Nest, right?
Yeah, but you know, so I don't doubt nothing they can do.
I don't either, and I think it.
Once you get
it's
warned,
very frustrating that people don't understand the boogeyman exists.
They don't know the devil's
they
alive.
Don't know the devil is everywhere. The devil dresses up as the military. The devil dresses up as someone you love. The devil dresses up in the government. The devil
the minister,
dresses up as your
a
favorite.
Rabbi, an
Everybody.
Imam.
They're everywhere. Ellery where do the demons
Garrett.
Go? They go where they can feast the most.
That's
where
right.
the child molesters go? They go where
the children
are.
Right,
and
exactly.
they wean their way in.
Because they don't think like us, do they? They're all like, where can I feed?
Correct.
They're vampires.
They're vampires
and werewolves.
And werewolves. Joe Rogan said that one time to me. He's like, I'm like, I never really thought of it like that, but you're right. They're fucking vampires and werewolves. And
they're not human like us.
They're not. Because
we want the best for everybody's kids.
Correct.
They don't.
You know, I had a, and I'm sure you've had some whack jobs in your life.
A few of them.
Huh? Yeah.
A few.
Exactly. So I've had one, I'm dealing with one now. It's a whole court thing, it's a whole different. But there was one that was really, it was a little spooky. And I remember dealing with the police and the detectives, and I just couldn't wrap. I always try to find the rationale, like maybe they were abused. Maybe something happened. Maybe, why do they think this way? And the detective's like, Jim, don't try to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
These people are wired completely differently.
Yeah.
You'll go crazy trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Just believe they're crazy and they're evil. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
And they see it. They understand it. They know how they... And I don't think society understands that exists.
They don't understand predators.
They don't understand predators. And how good they are at sniffing out prey.
Yeah.
The most innocent prey. Because in my opinion...
That nobody will believe.
Correct. In my opinion, we're all really innocent. We're innocent. Human beings are really... good. So I go to.
I think so too.
I know so. I've been to. I travel to Africa. I travel to places where there's tribes, so I can just watch basic life again.
Yeah.
Like, oh wow.
I get it.
They look after each other. Oh my God. No one's got blue hair here. Oh, no one's confused.
Right.
No one. Wow. They look after each other. Okay. A mom is a mom. A female is running the crew here. It's just. It's simple. The way life is, the circle of life, and everything has a meaning.
Yeah.
This whole society is a made up society. It's made up. Everything's fucking made up. The house is made up. Our shoes are made up. It's all fucking made up.
Yeah.
It's a
illusion,
and it's an illusion. Mm-hmm. And amongst the illusion, the demons walk amongst us.
That is so true.
And they're everywhere. And it's the, and I feel like it's the time of, you got to step up and point them out.
You do.
ASAP. Doesn't matter if it's a politician, doesn't matter what they are. You have to start pointing them out, because they're fucking, it's game time.
Yeah.
It is game
it's
on.
Game on.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
game on.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you see your kids and what they're going through, and they don't even know what they are anymore, how much longer you got to wait?
Yeah.
How much longer you got to wait?
And the fear, everybody, they put the fear in the parents, the fear of telling your child the truth.
It's not
so. We're afraid to tell them the truth.
It's not so.
Did you see The War on Children that Robbie Starbuck and his wife did, that documentary?
It's called The War on Children.
It's called The War on
Children.
Yeah, it's
excellent. We had him on to promote it.
No, I got to
watch
it. It's brilliant.
Definitely watch it.
I got to watch that.
It's so calculated.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the whatever they are, they're not even communists. They're Nazi communists, devil worshiper. There's a
demons.
Million. They're just
demons.
Evil.
Yeah.
Their number one thing is destroy the family unit, because then you can do whatever you want, especially send the dad away. Like every imperial power, when it takes over a less powerful government or culture or people, the first thing they do is send the dads away. They either arrest them all, put them in prison, or make them go somewhere else to work, because that leaves the mom and the kids for prey.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always preying on the kids.
Always.
Don't kid yourself.
Always.
War, to me, the reason they have war is so they can get at kids.
To get at the kids. I never understood that. And the first one that really, I have to say, it was one of those, there was a moment. Did you ever see the Trump and Hillary, where it was when they just finished their first debate? And there was a, I don't know if it was a fundraiser or whatever, and they're basically roasting one another.
Oh yeah, with the Jesuit priests.
Yes.
Yeah, with that Catholic group. Yeah.
Yes, and Trump said something like, Hillary says, I can't do Trump. He says, takes a
village.
village.
She's taken several.
And she would know that she took several in Haiti.
Yeah.
I loved it.
The whole fucking room went, you saw the whole
seething, yeah. The seething reptilians.
You saw Schumer go, we must seize him. Yeah. He's been a mole. He's a Johnny Brasco. This motherfucker. Seize him.
And it.
Well, if you go again, here's what I love about Schumer, Amy's nephew, uncle, Amy Schumer, big fat Amy Schumer's big fat ugly uncle. He goes like this. You want to come for the deep state? They have 7 ways from Sunday.
Yeah, he's on tape.
To get even with you.
Yeah.
This is our representatives.
And yeah, nobody blinks an eyelash. No.
Yeah. Everybody's like, ha, 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 he's so right.
You should start off your podcast with that statement and just play it over and over again. I'm going to do it. We'll both do it. Where people forget he said that. Yeah. You want to mess with the deep state? We have 7 ways. We can bang you up the ass. We can poison you. Oh my God. Did you, where? This is ships, aliens, war. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear what this savage of humanity just said? The serpent of humanity.
How about Biden? I told him they got 6 hours to can the guy, or they ain't getting the fucking money to kill the Jews in the Ukraine.
What? Dude. Here's the power.
And they're like, Trump was on the phone talking about that. He needs to be,
He got impeached for it.
Impeached. Yeah. We're impeached, Nancy Pelosi.
They fucking impeached him for asking about
it. What do you call it? Oh, what is she? What do I call her?
Nancy?
No, I have a whole name for her. Skeletor's wife. Yeah.
Skeletor, I like that.
And she's Skeletor's wife.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. She's the worst. I said she. Me and her used to hang out. You know, when I was a Democrat, but except for she drank, so she would drink me under the table, and then start blowing guys, promising them if they voted for him, she'd give them a blowjob.
Who's this?
Pelosi.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Allegedly.
Are you?
No. Just the Bowery bombs. Just the bumps in the Bowery. She did blow them for votes. But she is just not a ladylike person.
That, and I got to be honest with you, it enrages me more when females.
Me too.
Are involved with evil shit.
Me too.
You because that to me.
Bitch. I'm like, I fought that fucking hard for you to take your candy ass up there and wipe out every other woman. Fuck you. You're getting the evil eye. You know, Judaism teaches us. Do you love how I did that? Judaism teaches us Jewish women that we are to not give the evil eye. We have to try everything within our power to not release this deep-held hatred and evil eye that we have in us. We've got to get over it and replace it with love, but it is in there with this evil eye, especially when we see a Nazi or a freak or some kind of creep. We can't help it. We're like, and I've done it on this show. Here's what you're going to get.
It's scary.
And I've had to do it. I've had to do it to Nancy. And, you know, I try not to do it, but, you know, I believe any woman or mother worth her salt, you never need to hit your kids. You just give them the evil eye.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like this.
You don't need anything else out of that.
Right? So
yeah.
I think women need to be aware of their power of the evil eye and use it on these people that are trying to destroy women.
Yeah.
They're trying to erase women. How stupid and crazy can you be?
That's what drives me even crazier, because I think women are the purity and they're goddesses. You give life. Yeah. You create life.
You'd think somebody would fucking appreciate that, Jim.
That breaks my heart.
When they're evil.
Not only when they're evil, it's just where we're going, where it's like they've done everything they can to take that away from you. Like the motherhood. The power and the majestic.
The birthing people?
Oh my God. It doesn't get any more godly than that.
Our chest feeding. And you know what they call the vagina? The bonus hole. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And even the medical things, the medical hospitals that do insurance, call the vagina the bonus hole.
Yeah.
They're all using that language from the
Can't
trans.
Call it a vagina.
The trans have now co-opted language, and the word woman is out of the language.
Which is madness. It's complete
it
madness.
It drives me out of my effing mind.
And I started thinking about.
But it's Satanism.
It of course is. When did. All right. So when you think about all this, this is what you're. My oldest daughter, as much as she. Dad, you know, what you're saying is really. It's not very smart. You haven't been to college, and I'm more educated. She does hit me with huge surprise. She gave me this book, and it was called Ishmael. Ishmael. I'm like, what? I don't read books, and I don't. I'm horrible at books. I think I read Steve Martin's book, and I tried Ozzy Osbourne's book. Right? So that was my... My book, I try The Alchemist and I fall asleep. I can't read this book, Ishmael, was so incredible for me and life changing. It's something I've always felt in life. What I want to know is, when did we go as human beings from we're a tribe, we look after each other as a family, and there's all these little families. When did we go from that to, you need a Bible and you need to go to school, put on a tie, we need you in the classrooms at 6 to 4, we need to create a government and some tanks and this and that, and then we're going to create this and we're going to build... When did we go from we breathe the air, we drink clean water, we look after each other, we have everything we need to eat and take care of one another,
right,
to that's mine. And we're going to create corporations, and we're going to build schools, and we're going to need to educate you. You go to a tribe, they're not fucking educating you. They're educating you how to live life,
yeah,
the spirit of life, your spirituality, how everything right. has a meaning. The tree has a meaning. You cut the fucking tree down, you're cutting a soul,
right.
and you have to understand what you're doing here. You know, like, well, we need more shoes and shit. So we need a fucking minute. It's, that's to me is the biggest, and Ishmael, you know, and I go back and forth with my wife because she's Christian and she's Jesus and the book and da da da. And it was just funny because she's been the anchor of my life, but like, you know, she'll listen to Christian music. And she would, which I can't turn from. Every song. I was lost. Like, all right, I got it. 9 hours. Can we turn on some fucking the Stones or something? Like, just for a minute? But how... I don't... So what the book basically explains is it's all stories.
Cool.
It's all story. Everything we believe in is just at the end of the day, a story.
It is just a story. Yeah.
It and is. You can say the story was written 1 billion years ago. Mm-hmm. It's time for a new story.
I think so too. Absolutely.
And it's time for a powerful, loving story. I started ending shows by going, "Hey man, tonight someone was diagnosed with cancer." The whole fucking room goes, and I go, "And this one kid, he's now got Down syndrome." And he's in the audience too. And, blah, blah. And then I do like 3 or 4 where they're like, oh shit. And I go, so let's look after each other for those real problems and put aside all the little things we're labeling ourselves are because they want us to kill each other.
Yeah, they
let's
do.
Get back to humanity. And you know, and I don't do it for the ha. I do it for the one person in the back of the room going, you know what, you're fucking right. And it was a struggle for me too. I have friends that are psycho-liberal.
Yeah.
And I can't stand where I these are people I grew up and I'm like, so you're fucking, are you that fucking? And I'm like, what am I doing? What are we doing? What?
Yeah.
This is what they want.
Right.
What connects us? What can, you know what? Mom's dying. I went through this with my parents. Let's concentrate on that. Let's concentrate on looking after each other again. And I don't know what that move is, Roseanne, but it's got to come quick.
I think it is that what we have to be told and realize that, God, we have 99 things that we agree on and one thing we disagree on.
Mm.
Let's just put it aside for now. For now. We can come back to our hate and all that shit later.
Sure.
But let's put it aside for now when we're at this precarious point in our country and the world, because the world needs us. They need America.
Oh, they need America.
Let's put it all aside, come together, fix this, save this, because this means so much. Look at the people breaking down our doors to come here. They want to come here for something that we can't let disappear.
Mm-hmm.
We can't let them ruin it.
Well, here's, I feel like that was the past, meaning you were coming here to get away, you know, the Cubans and the Latinos. I mean, when you're in a fucking raft.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
With your children, you're coming from a horrible situation.
Right.
Something. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about you taking your child. You're like, we don't know if we're going to live.
Right.
I think what's going on now.
It ain't that.
A whole different, shebiggle coming our way as the big giant sleeps.
I think so too.
Oh, I know, like an invasion. I know so.
It's sleeper cells.
It's full blown, in my opinion. This is an invasion.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of time before this is destroyed. You know, I just
want. That's what we have to get together and do something about. We do. I think, to me, I mean, I think I have the darkest vision. I think they're importing Jew haters and Jew killers. That's what they're bringing in. Yeah, that's what they're bringing in. ISIS. That's who they're bringing in.
But don't you think we were a big help of Christ of ISIS? Don't you think we create ISIS?
Oh yeah, we trained them over there to bring them here.
So we're part of the
Iran
issue, you know
Contra.
What I mean?
It's been since then. Train them to bring them here when we need to. Because what they do, these people that are at the top of everything, our owners.
Yeah.
All they do is look, they don't see people. They look at pools of capital.
Correct.
Pools of money. Okay, they are a corporate.
Yeah.
Where is the biggest pool of money? Because we got to go there and steal it. And how are we going to steal it? We're going to send in ISIS and our shock troops, just like Hitler did, our ground troops, our brown shirts. They're going to terrorize everybody. We're going to get them round up and then raid their houses, steal their art, everything like that, kill them, send them away. That's what they do everywhere. That's what they do. Steal art, money, houses. That's what they do.
That's interesting.
That's what the owners of the world do.
You're right.
The Bank of International Settlements in Bern, Switzerland. They only care about art, money, currency, although they're in a currency war too. But, you know, they see that America still has a fat middle class, so they're going to go there and steal them blind. They already stole the people of color, working class blind. They got no money left. They gave that to their shock troops.
Mm.
They're replacing the American people. They don't like us because we're fat and we pray and cling to our guns and Bibles. They don't like none of us.
No, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely
right. We got to go. We're in their way. We
are in their way.
We complain. We want medical care. We want days off. We're nothing but a pain in their ass. We're useless eaters.
We're individuals. We're armed.
And we think, worst of all.
We're armed.
It's very interesting. You know, and I thought of...
And why wouldn't they want to come here when the girls are like, come on in, you know, and they're half-dressed. Come on in, we love you. I mean, and they don't think they're going to get... You're going to, like, Ziggy was here yesterday. She goes, you don't need to worry about Roe v. Wade. You're going to be raped and put in a concentration camp.
My God.
They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know. They have no freaking clue.
They're just privileged. Privilege kills. I've said that for a long time.
Oh, it murders. It's
because
murder.
You don't see what's around you.
Right.
You're like, hey, I live in a nice place with nice things on the walls. I got no problems.
Yeah. I have a friend, right? So we raised our kids in a nice area. I grew up blue collar and when blue collar, anyone who makes money that didn't have the money, they want to take care of, hey, if I drinks on me,
right?
I got it, don't worry about it. And we do that to kids, and then it's,
yeah.
This kid, who we're good friends with them, I get a text from my wife.
holy shit, emergency, call now.
Our kids are safe, no one died, but I need this. Oh shit. Long story short, a good friend of ours, their kids, who are privileged kids, they're wet behind, they have no clue, they're just bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, like, oh, we got a pool, we got a thing, a cleaner, and life is good. They go to the Dominican Republic to spring break.
Oh, okay.
You know, 18 and over, you can drink.
Oh, okay.
And they lure the spring breakers. So the spring...
Oh.
Oh. And they don't go off the resort. Well, they're at the resort, and one guy kind of starts chirping and purposely starts going after this little group and then starts taking shots out. Ping, pang, pong. And next thing you know, security comes and the cops, and they go, hey, we want to take you kids. Terrible what happened to you. Let's bring them to the station so we can write a report. They bring them to the station and they throw them all in fucking jail.
Wow.
And then next thing, hey, man, you fucking...
You want
Dominican Republic, and then they notice security is the same people working at the prison, and they don't know they're being set. The point of the story is people have no clue.
Yeah,
all the workings that's going around them. You say with the privilege and all, they have no fun clue.
Super beets. We've been eating those super beets things.
Those human super beets, yeah. We got them in Texas. So we've been traveling. So it's really hard sometimes to get these products to us because they're like, where are we sending it?
Well, I brought a whole fistful of these super beets little candies.
They're this big.
You get into them, they're nice. They're chewy and cool.
Yeah, they're kind of good. Like they're healthy, but they're kind of like... I don't know how to describe it. Like, if you have the fatty oral fixation you and I have, like, we just want to eat candy and stuff, you kind of...
Well, chewy candy.
Chewy candy.
Not the hard kind that breaks your veneers, which I've done over and over. And they told me to stop doing it, but I never did stop. And then I have to keep replacing my veneers.
Have a fake tooth. Do you want to show people your fake tooth or no?
Oh, I forgot to put my tooth in.
I see. I couldn't even tell. But no, the human super beets, they're like... oh, God. What were those... The candy we had as kids, it was so good. Starburst.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Starburst.
It looks a little like that.
And it feels
and
a little
does
like
taste
that.
Like a beet.
It does. It's like a beet Starburst.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if we're selling it, but it's actually really good.
It is good.
And you can, you have them as a snack for fatties, but it's also really good. Heart health beets are very, very good for you. And, it's not bullshit if you want to tell.
Right. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone.
Right.
So, double your potential with Super Beets Heart Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code Roseanne. That's GetSuperBeets.com and using the code Roseanne.
They have no people today. Look at the ball games. I can't wait for the Super Bowl. Hey, what's on NBC on Thursday night? Are they doing reruns of the fucking my favorite show?
Oh my God, I'm fucking Canadian.
I love Taylor Swift. I got a fucking thing. Keep on coming. Keep on. You got, here's a gun. Here's a thing. And a fucking shit. It's just no clue.
Yeah, I know. It's astounding. And Taylor, I'm glad you brought her up.
What is that? This,
she came back different. Remember, yeah. She came back different.
She got the word.
She got visited for sure.
Oh, she came back a whole different. They all come
She's
back.
She's like, I like men now. Big, beefy men. Just like J-Lo. I came back to Ben Affleck, who I left because he cheated on me with all kinds of drunk strippers forever. But I came back to men. I married that short guy and had kids with him, but you know what they say about short guys. But I'm back with Ben Affleck. I say Affleck.
It's mind button.
He's a psycho, that Ben Affleck. He's a psycho.
I don't know anything about him, but
he walks around with J-Lo like this.
Always looks like he just got shocked.
Yeah.
Probably did.
But I love that you said you heard J-Lo was gay too. We all heard that.
I heard that in
when she was dancing
90s.
on the
with the whole gun thing. There was a gun thing, and it was explained to me then that it's all a show. She's now going to blow up, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And he was explaining what Puff Daddy was in the community, and then there was a whole thing with Jay-Z, and I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like, I thought, maybe because we're stoned, you know, the fuck he's talking about. And this also is a guy with a very well-known name who was telling me at the time. And I was like, what? What? And yeah, society has no clue.
No.
They have no clue. I just started showing. Sorry, go ahead. What were you
going to
say?
I forget what I was
going to say. Well, I was going to say, I tried showing my wife. We were good friends with someone. I go, I just saw a picture of so-and-so. And I'm showing it to her. And he's got this.
Uh-huh. The one eye.
He's got the thing. Mm-hmm. And now, I freaked out because I'm a metalhead. So I used to always do this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, people were like, Jim's in the fucking club. Like,
right now. They do it to her all the time.
No, I like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden, and it's fucking metal. Yeah. So, yeah, in the beginning when all that shit went crazy, there were some fucking wackadoodles out there.
Absolutely. She gets it a lot because she did a picture where the photographer's like, hey, can you just do this? So she did it.
And now they're like, she's part of thing. And she brings over this, it's a pin you put on your coat. And it looks like an eye. And she goes, can you hold this over your eye? And I'm like, why would I want to do that?
Huh.
Because it's stupid, right?
Well, I just...
I'm like, why don't I just put it on my shirt? No, put it over your eye. I go, why? She goes, everyone does it. Yeah. So I go, oh, okay. So I go like this. And they're like, she's Illuminati.
She's controlled up. That's what you get called. Anyway, well, you were saying, sorry.
Yeah, no. And it's, I just took pictures for the first time, whatever. And the guy... I wasn't really thinking of it. He put antlers on my head. He's like, you look really funny. He's like, you make all these faces, and he has it, and I'm waiting to see it. Like, and as he was taking the picture, I mean, I took many pictures. This is in Arizona. And then he had these like antlers. And he's like, it's going to look so funny and goofy. And then when I was done, I'm like, is he trying to?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Why the fuck would you put antlers on my head?
Because he's in the club.
Maybe. And now he's in South America taking pictures. I'm like, is this going to cause a whole firestorm? Like, but that's.
Yeah, because they get you tired.
But I know I'm not, you know, I ain't got to worry.
Yeah, right. You're not.
I'm not fucking worried.
No,
I did it too.
I wouldn't be driving a Honda Insight.
I'm not going to let them say, because I have black and white rug in my living
room. Oh, that was another one.
They said,
oh, you have checkers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to go that far with their ass. They're crazy.
They did that one too.
Do you remember the Floyd, one of the cops? It was going around where this comedian Ben Bailey was the cop. And I'm like, are you guys, are you fucking, there's something.
What's that?
Ben Bailey's a comedian.
They're saying he was one of the cops.
Do you remember the one cop that had his knee down?
Chauvin, right?
Chauvin? Chauvin.
Oh, okay.
And it was all over the internet. It's Ben Bailey. Yeah. You know, I'm like, are you?
I get those a lot.
Okay, so there's a lot of you that are, you're completely out of your minds.
Completely ill.
Completely ill. Like, I know Ben Bailey. Ben Bailey's not the fucking fake actor cop standing on the guy.
They're saying.
It's not him, dummy.
You know what? It does something to you to get that self-righteous indignation and rage, you know, because we talked about anger. But when you feel that anger rising, it kicks in some kind of chemical that makes you feel good for a little while, and then you feel like shit after.
You feel like shit.
It's like, why did I give in to that devil thing? But they love going from that rage to the next rage to the next rage.
Yeah.
So they have to get that rush,
yes,
that chemical rush. So they just invent it with shit. Well, that's a black and white floor. How dare you? They just have to invent
the. Or the
rage.
Candace slap last week. A lot of them did that when you were critical of what Candace said about Israel. They same triggers, same reaction. I'm just talking
like
about her social media crowd. Yeah, they're no different than the people they say they can't
they
stand.
They trigger my rage and I get high.
It's brainwashing. It's
sickening.
Well,
so,
it's part of the MK Ultra shit. I think.
I don't know if you want to hit on this, but. Are you getting ready to roll?
Mm-mm.
Okay. When you started just speaking your mind. I don't even call it speaking out. Speaking your mind. Mm-hmm. And I started, a couple of us started speaking our mind. Certain people definitely start coming your way and certain crowds and all that jazz. I found that, word this the right way. Did you find like even when you speak your mind, you have to be careful who's starting to show up at the door?
Yeah, you do.
And they say like, oh, I love what you're doing and fucking thing. And you're like, yeah. I don't know if I trust you either.
Yeah.
I think you're in it just for either the publicity or the, or you work on the other side and you're a fucking, you're one of them sent to look after. Yeah. Who the fuck are you?
Moth.
I've always been a non-team.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to be on nobody's team.
When I was in high school, I hung out with everybody. I was with the jocks. I was with the stoners. I was with the metalheads. I was with the dorks. I was with the dweebs. And everyone had something to offer. But I never was like, I'm a jock. And even the last couple years, I noticed they're trying to lump me into like, you're this. I'm like, I'm not of that. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of most of it, but don't.
Yeah, I'm not that.
Don't label, because I don't know if I trust you either.
But. Yeah, when they try to slap that label on you, like I said, you know what? Don't call me a conservative. I'm a radical constitutionalist.
I like that.
See?
And that's what it is.
It's
that simple.
Don't try to get
It's not even radical.
No.
Constitutionalist.
Right. Yeah, it's the opposite of radical.
Okay, but don't try to lump me into something you can use for fundraising.
Correct.
Right. I'm for the constitutional republic.
Correct.
That's what we're supposed to be in. But y'all stole it from us, so what are we going to do about it?
What are we
going to
do?
They stole it from us.
They completely stole it.
We got to get it back.
I didn't know history until, and now as I'm speaking, what we talked about before is like, why'd they create all this? Is to keep you constantly in the dark.
Yeah.
When you learn history, you learn the Constitution. But, you know, I started thinking, now, if we fought the British because they were so evil, which they were, then why the fuck are we best friends with them? When did we become?
Because they took us back in 1812.
Right. Like
we
when
had
did...
to sign up again. They took our Constitution away.
And that's what nobody
they don't
we
know.
We did this
it.
With Derek Johnson yesterday.
And they put in the
nobody
Federal Reserve.
Nobody knows. Then who wrote the history books? Who writes our education?
Right.
Who writes all this if we don't even know that shit?
Right.
And then, you know, I'm starting to learn with World War II, like, the Nazis never surrendered. The Germans never surrendered.
No, they came
just
here.
The Japanese.
Right.
Yeah. They came here.
And not only they came here, we brought them.
That's right. And they took over our medical and
so who
our
are we?
Space.
Right.
So who the fuck are we?
Right.
I know who we are.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who are we?
We are a captured operation.
Yes. Yes. So how do you break from that? Is there a break from it?
I think there is. It's education. A lot of people are smart now. A lot of people are getting smarter every day. A lot of people will watch this and not know what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh, there's.
But a lot will.
Correct.
A lot more.
Paul
will.
Revere.
Yeah.
He didn't have to tell everyone. The ones that woke up knew to.
Right.
I read something. You'll love this because I loved it. That revolutions are won with less than 2% of the population buying in. Didn't we just hear that yesterday?
Yeah, and we've talked about it before, yeah. It's
we
not
don't
a
need 100%.
No. What do they call it?
Only the smartest will do it, and we are doing it.
And it's the hungry dogs. The hungry dogs fight to the death. I heard a phrase from, I've never met Joey Diaz. I don't know anything about Joey Diaz.
I don't know.
He's a comedian.
Oh.
He said something, it's so street, but it makes all the sense in the world. He's like, you could change everything with just 3 motherfuckers. You don't need an army. You don't need 3 motherfuckers.
I love
it. Get some serious shit. And it was such a, I mean, I grew up with a lot of guys like that. I was like, wow, that's.
It's true.
That's powerful. It's like, you don't need an army. You just need a small percentage that's willing
of focused.
It's Star Wars.
Because it is Star Wars. And mm-hmm. it's like this country. I mean, it was like a very small band of brothers with some of their wives and women involved that changed everything in the whole wide world.
The world.
The whole world. Just a small group that pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their futures to each other for just law. That's how we got America, was just law that would keep living and remain just, even if it was unjust. It had the technology embedded within it to make even the most unjust laws eventually just. That's what's so great about our system. We're the ones that outlawed slavery, but they never say that.
They never say that.
They never tell us the truth about anything because they want us just dumb idiots that'll go like you do, you know. White people are all racist.
Yeah, they're all supremacist.
Oh my God.
It's the last fucking thing on earth that's true.
How many times did you hear
they all voted for Obama? How can you say that? Twice. How can you say that? You're so fucking stupid.
I love all the words. They have the same set words and don't even know they're doing it.
White supremacist. White supremacist.
Yeah. They're fucking cockatoos. They watch the TV and...
They don't even know what it means.
They don't know anything. It's my... It's
And they're in charge.
It's That's frightening so and upsetting. It's...
They're in charge.
We have to take power from them back. That's what's so sad.
Well, we have. I'm saying right now, because I'm glad your wife's a Christian, because that means she prays and I pray. And so I'm saying this prayer right now, which is off the... charts, because here we are doing dirty jokes and all. But I'm saying we are going to change things with this broadcast, because I'm really feeling we're putting the pedal to the metal with this podcast, and I'm thanking you so much.
Oh man,
I'm feeling
how
it
fun
time.
Is it?
This was
we got to
awesome.
Do more of these. I think we should do a show where we get all the people who are not woke and pissed,
I love that.
And do a stand up. You know, like yes, they do that Kings please. Of Comedy thing?
Yes.
Where there'd be a whole bunch of us and we'd do a few dates. Just fucking knock it out, you know?
Knock the shit out of them. I'm in on that.
Hell, you want to do it?
Any day of the week
okay,
with you.
Okay, let's plan it.
You guys should also do a podcast together.
I know. I'd
I
love
would jump
to do
in
that.
Whenever you want. I'll fly to where you at.
Let you have it.
I want to. I love you. You are so smart.
I love you too.
You are so smart. We're going to have fun tonight, and I love hearing you're not sober.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not sober.
Well,
some
you can
people
have
think
one
I'm sober.
Drink.
There, I can because my wife is sober and she'll like constantly designated driver.
She'll take us all back.
She'll watch out for all of us.
Yeah, because I'm.
She'll
not
watch
sober.
Out for us. All right. She will.
Thank you, Jim. That was
thank you.
Thank you. This was amazing. Thanks for having me. Oh, you see.